Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One time, I found a phone on the side of the road. I was driving home later at night, probably like 10 p.m. Things were quiet, and as I came to a stop at a red light, I casually looked around. The intersection that I was at was busy during the day, but at night, not so much. I was next to a divider that was to my left, and I noticed something on the ground. It appeared to be a phone. I opened up my door and looked closer, realizing that it was in fact a cell phone, so I picked it up. It had been raining outside, so the phone was pretty wet, and I figured it was probably broken. But after looking closer, I saw that it was an iPhone, and I hit the power button and it actually turned on. After that, the light turned green, so I had to finish driving home. But once I was back, I took the phone out and looked at it. Nothing appeared to be wrong with it, and I wanted to return it to the rightful owner. The phone was password protected though, so I had no clue who it belonged to. I tried 1234 as the passcode and some other obvious ones, but none of them worked. After that, I tried using voice commands. I asked Siri who the owner of the phone was, and she said the phone belonged to Brian. Now I had a name, but unfortunately, it was a pretty common name. I asked Siri Brian's contact information, but I was told that the phone had to be unlocked for that. That was the same for everything else. I tried a lot of other commands, but didn't get any results. So I only had the one name to go off of. After that, I decided to make a post on Craigslist that I found somebody's cell phone. I described where I had found it and included a picture of it, and asked for the owner to get in touch with me. Within a day, I got a reply. The first reply, though, was somebody claiming that the phone was theirs. I asked them what their name was. If they answered with anything other than Brian, I knew it wasn't theirs. The first person didn't want to give me their name and asked me why I wanted to know. I said because I know the name of the person who the phone belongs to and I want to make sure that it's you. They responded saying their name was Joe and I knew that they weren't the owner. Sometime later though, I got another reply with somebody saying that it was their phone. When I asked them their name, they said Brian. I finally had found the owner. I was really happy, and I couldn't believe that it actually worked. I asked Brian where he wanted to meet to pick up his phone. Brian told me that he didn't want to cause me any trouble, and he could just stop by my house. When he said that, I thought maybe I shouldn't give him my address. But I told myself, I'm not selling anything on Craigslist, I'm just returning the phone to the owner. So I convinced myself that it was fine, and I gave Brian my home address. He told me that he would stop by at 8 p.m. to pick up the phone. I agreed, and that night, at around 8 p.m., there was a knock on my front door. I went over and answered it, and Brian was there. Or at least I assumed that's who he was. He had sort of short, reddish hair and was about average height. I said hi to him and then handed him the phone. He took it and then asked me where I found it. I told him, and he was like, "Oh yeah, that's crazy." Then he just kind of stood there for a few seconds. I was about to say, "Well, have a good night now," and then close the door. But then randomly, he asked me if he could come inside for a minute. I didn't want him to. I knew nothing about this guy, and I certainly knew better than to let him into my house. Plus, I was the only one home at the time. So I told him that I was about to go to bed, and then I started to shut the door. He kept standing there, but said okay. I then closed the door and locked it. Then I turned out the lights right inside. It didn't seem like Brian was walking away, though. So I went over to the living room window to look. When I did, I saw Brian still standing there on the front step. It was really weird. Then, probably 30 seconds later, he slowly walked back to his car that was parked on the side of the street. He got inside, and I was about to walk away, but I wanted to see him leave. He sat inside of his car, but did not immediately drive away. I kept watching, and I wasn't going to leave until he did. For like 5 minutes, he was just sitting inside of his car. Then he got out of it again. He started walking back up to my front step, and I had a bad feeling when I saw this. I didn't know what he could possibly want. I was expecting him to maybe knock on the door or something, but he didn't. Instead, he stood on the front step and looked around for a few seconds. Then he started to walk away to the side of the house. When he was out of sight, I finally moved and went to another window. I went to my bedroom, and when I got to the window, just barely saw him go out of sight and behind my house. Now he was in the backyard, and I didn't like this at all. I moved to another back window and then turned on a back light to outside. When it went on, I saw Brian continue to walk through my backyard, but now to the other side of my house. Then he casually walked around the back to the front yard. Once he was there, he returned to his car. Then he started the engine and drove away. I was really weirded out by this. He had made a complete lap around my house. After he drove away, he didn't come back that night, at least not that I'm aware of. I still wonder what he was doing though. My best guess is maybe he was going to try to break in, and when I turned the light on, it possibly scared him off. I really don't know. Either way, it was very weird. A few years ago, I lost my phone. I just remember that one day I came home from work and realized that I didn't have my phone on me. I tried to remember where I could have possibly left it, but I honestly had no clue. I worked a pretty normal office job in the city at that time. Also, I would walk several blocks to get to my car and then would drive home. It didn't seem that likely to me that I would drop my phone, but I honestly had no clue. So the next day when I went to work, I looked around my cubicle, hoping that I had left it there. I thought that it had to be there, because I hadn't remembered dropping it or any situations where I could have. I guess it was possible, though. After searching my desk and around it, my phone was nowhere to be seen. I felt completely dejected and realized that probably meant that my phone was a goner. If I lost it on the city streets or something, it certainly would not still be there. I logged onto my computer to work after that and figured that I would have to buy another phone later. But when I was checking my email, I saw one with the subject, cell phone. My eyes lit up when I saw this. Could somebody have found my phone? I clicked on the email and read it. It was short and to the point. Whoever sent it said that they had found my phone and got my contact information from it. They wanted to give me my phone back as soon as possible, but asked me if I could pay a finder's fee of $400. My happiness went away after reading the last sentence. A finder's fee of $400? I really hoped that it was a joke. I responded to the email saying that I would meet them as soon as possible when they were available to get my phone back. I added that I hoped they were joking about the $400. The sender of the email did not give me a name, and it was from a Gmail account with just random letters and numbers. They responded to me within the hour and told me that they were not joking and wanted $400 for the phone. My phone was the newest version of the iPhone, which did sell for a lot more than $400. But I would still rather buy a new phone for more money than give whoever this was the satisfaction. It made me really angry that they thought they could do that to me. I asked to meet with the person and didn't say if I would pay them or not. The person said that they would come by my house that night and ask me for my address. I responded saying that I would rather meet in public, but they didn't respond to me after that. All of our communication took place within this one workday for me. At the end of the workday, I left and drove back home. But on the way, I stopped at the store and got a cheap phone to use in the meantime. I was trying to make up my mind of what I would do. Either I would have to buy a new phone or get this person to be reasonable with me. I thought about offering them $100 or trying to negotiate, but that still made me mad. I know I shouldn't have to pay them any money at all. I also considered getting the police involved, but I didn't know if anything could be done. So I got home that night at like 6 p.m. or so. I lived by myself in a pretty standard one-bedroom apartment. About an hour after returning home, there was a knock on my door. I walked over and looked through the peephole to see who was there. When I did, I saw a man standing outside of the door. He was wearing a black jacket, a winter hat, and sunglasses. He was also wearing a scarf that was covering most of his mouth. It was wintertime, though, so nothing about it was that strange. I realized this might be the guy who had my phone. He likely got my address from my phone, as he had got my contact information. I opened up the door and said hi to him. I really couldn't tell much of what he looked like because of what he was wearing, but he was a little bit shorter than me. He said that he had my phone and wanted just $400 for it and would give it back to me. Then he reached into his pocket and held my phone up for just a second. I tried to reason with the guy. I asked him why he thought I should give him that much money. He said because he wanted it. I told him that that was unreasonable and it was my phone, so I shouldn't have to pay him. The guy cursed at me, and then out of nowhere started walking forward and into my apartment. I didn't have any time to stop him, and I backed up, but couldn't even try to close the door on him. He was already mostly inside. At that point, I just turned and ran for the nearest room, which happened to be my bathroom. I was just a few feet ahead of the guy, but when I started running, gained some distance on him. I got into the bathroom and then slammed the door shut and locked it. The guy tried entering seconds later, and after that, I heard him walk away. He was still inside my apartment, though. Luckily, I had my crappy phone that I just bought at Walmart. I dialed 911 as I heard the guy rummaging through my apartment. I told the police what was going on, and I was told that some officers were on the way. Still, I was pretty scared being alone in my place with this creep. I heard him go into my bedroom, as well as the living room and kitchen. I hoped that he wouldn't try to enter the bathroom again, and luckily, he didn't. He remained inside of my apartment for maybe 5 minutes, and then I heard him leave. I stayed in the bathroom until the police got there, though. They arrived about 5 minutes after the man left. When I went back out, I saw that my apartment was pretty messed up. The guy was probably looking around for anything valuable that I had, and he did steal a few things. Luckily, my wallet was still on me. I told the police all of the information that I could, and they said they would look into it. Unfortunately, I never got my phone back. I still don't know who stole it. I've considered that it was possibly somebody who works in my building that did it. My office building is very large, and multiple companies are in there. Lots of people go through the building, so that might be what happened. But I really don't know that for sure. I had a terrifying experience last year. I live alone in a smaller house and have been living there for 3 years now. It has 2 bedrooms and just 1 bathroom, but it's enough space for me. I also have a somewhat small front yard and a fenced-in backyard as well. One Friday night, I got home from work a little early. I didn't have anything going on that night, but was going to hang out with some friends the following day. I decided to do all of my chores right then and there and get them out of the way. There are a lot of chores that I do throughout the week, but also some that I leave for the weekends, like doing laundry and vacuuming the carpet in my house, which is all carpet, and a few other things as well. So after getting home, I did laundry, vacuumed, and cleaned the bathroom as well. I also organized a few other things. It only took me like an hour and a half to do everything, and then I was going to cook some food. I had a recipe that I saved on my phone and I was going to try. However, I realized then that I couldn't find my phone. Obviously, I didn't have it when I was cleaning and stuff. Normally, I would have left it on the coffee table in the living room, or sometimes I left it on the couch. When I looked in both of those places, though, I couldn't find it. I was not worried until I looked in the entire kitchen and it wasn't there either. I went into the bathroom and my bedroom as well. And I knew it wasn't there, but I looked anyways. After not finding it at all, I wondered if I lost it somewhere at work or something. But then I remembered that I had my phone shortly after arriving back at my house. I had texted one of my friends, so I knew that it had to be around here somewhere. I took all of the cushions off of my couch, and it wasn't there. I basically turned the entire place upside down, but the phone just wasn't anywhere. This really puzzled me. I did not have a house phone or any other phone, so I couldn't call to see where it was. The last place that I decided to look was the basement. I had an unfinished basement, which I really never used. There were all kinds of pipes and beams down there, and I also stored several large boxes and other items. I kept my vacuum down there, but just next to the base of the stairs. So I had only gone down there earlier just to grab the vacuum and then put it back. Maybe, just maybe, on some slim crazy chance, it was down there. I mean, I didn't know where else it would be. I turned on the light and then started to head down the stairs. The light did not do a whole lot, and it only lit up one measly bulb near the base of the stairs. After walking down, I looked on the floor next to the vacuum, but saw nothing. I was about to turn and head back upstairs, but then heard a noise. I also thought that I saw some movement out of the corner of my eye. It was mostly out of my sight, and also in a darker area of the basement. When I heard this, I stopped and turned to look in the direction of it. That's when I saw a man come into my view from behind a large box. He was really creepy looking, and I honestly couldn't believe what I was seeing. He was a ways away, and I was so shocked for a second or two that I didn't know how to react. The man then stood up and actually started walking towards me. I then turned and bolted up the stairs like my life depended on it. I made it up to the top and left my basement. Then I slammed the door shut behind me and ran for my front door. I did not stop until I had made it all the way outside. During this, I didn't think at all. It was really all reaction. I just wanted to get out of my house. After leaving, I realized that I hadn't grabbed my keys or anything at all. Obviously, I didn't have my phone, so I couldn't call the police, and I couldn't get in my car either. I also didn't want to go back inside my house, so I ran to a neighbor's. I didn't go next door because I thought the guy might run outside after me. So instead, I ran several doors down and then knocked on the front door of that house. I didn't know who they were, but I just hoped that they would answer. Luckily, after about 30 seconds, they did. I asked them to call the police and then told them what was happening. They agreed to call the police and we both waited on their front step and watched my house. We saw no sign of anybody leaving. I wasn't sure if the guy had already gone out or if he was still inside. The police were really quick to respond though and got there probably within 2 minutes. I went back over with my neighbor and met an officer there. The police then entered my house as we waited outside. They came out a while later with the same man that I had seen in my basement. He had still been in the house. In fact, he was found hiding in my basement, and on him he had my cell phone in his pocket. I was able to get my phone back, but the whole thing really creeped me out a lot. I'm not sure when or how he got my phone. The only thing that I can think of is that he was already in my house when I got back from work. Then he might have came upstairs without my knowledge and took the phone and went back down. How he got in the house and when he got in the house, I also don't know. Maybe I simply forgot to lock my front door, or maybe he entered through a window. There were no signs of a break-in. Either way, since that experience, I bought security cameras, and I'm always sure to make sure that my doors are locked. This happened just a few months ago. I went to a park to work out with my friend Mikey. There's a park not too far away from where we live, and it has everything. There's a baseball field, basketball courts, and a playground. There's also picnic tables and several large grassy areas. Overall, it's really big. Sometimes I go there with my friends to play basketball or whatever. On this day, Mikey and I were doing some conditioning in the park. We both play sports and are there all the time. It was a little bit later on this night, though, at right around sunset. The park had some lights, but after sunset, it would get pretty quiet. So by this time, most of the people had left already. There were a few people here and there spread out, but not that many. The park also had two parking lots, one on each end of it. Mikey and I had been running in one of the large grassy areas where there wasn't really anybody else around. When we left, we walked all the way back to the parking lot and got inside of my car. It was sort of a long walk, and after getting back, I realized that I didn't have my phone. I also didn't know where it was. I soon figured out that I likely forgot it where we had been at the park. We would set our stuff down when we worked out, and obviously I wouldn't run with my phone in my pocket. So we got out of my car and started walking back over to see if I had forgot it on the ground. Now, a long distance away, near where we had been, I saw this guy walking. I assumed that he was just passing by, but the guy then looked to the ground near where Mikey and I were. I saw him pick up what appeared to be a phone from the ground, and I knew it was mine. I started to run over to the guy, not wanting him to leave with my phone. But when he picked it up, he turned instantly and started walking in the other direction. I started yelling at that point, but he was still a good ways away. He didn't stop and ignored my yelling. Now I started sprinting at full speed. The guy was walking pretty fast and heading towards the other parking lot. As I kept running and yelling for the guy to stop, He then started running. He sprinted to a car that was parked in the lot and then got inside. I kept running, but he started his engine and drove away before I could reach him. Then I turned and started sprinting back for my car in the other lot. Mikey was about halfway there, and I waved him back. He also saw everything that happened and started running back to the parking lot with me. There was a good chance that the guy would have to drive past the parking lot that we were in. Ours was closer to a more common road, and the other parking lot was kind of the back one. We made it back to my car and got inside just in time to see the guy driving past our lot. I started my car and instantly pulled out and onto the road behind the guy. We kept a distance back, but followed him. I'm not sure if he realized that we were following him or not, but the roads weren't very busy, so it wasn't difficult to keep up with him. We followed him for about 10 minutes until we arrived on a quiet residential street. The man parked on the side of the road in front of a house, and I parked a little ways back. Then he got out of the car, and I got out to confront him. I quickly walked in his direction as he headed towards the house. I yelled at him again, and this time he looked at me. I said that I saw him pick up my phone at the park. He turned away and said he didn't know what I was talking about, and then told me to leave him alone. Then he hurried to the front door and went inside. I wasn't going to try to follow him into his house or anything, but I knew that he was lying to me. Mikey followed me, and we went to the front door after the man went inside. I then rang the doorbell, and when nobody answered right away, I knocked on the front door. Like 10 seconds later, the door opened up. The guy came out holding a baseball bat, and we backed away. Then a woman came out of the house as well, also holding a baseball bat. Mikey and I ran back for the car, and they chased us all the way there. I was afraid that they were going to try to whack my car or something, so I drove out of there as fast as I could. We were able to get away, and Mikey called the police on his phone and reported what had happened. We parked on the next street over as we waited for the police to get there. About 10 minutes later, they arrived. The police ended up knocking on the guy's door. He denied everything, but then he tried running away. I guess he had run-ins with the cops in the past, and some recently, so he didn't want to talk to the officers. I didn't see what happened, but I guess the police ended up getting into the house, and the guy and the woman got busted for drugs. They also recovered my cell phone, which I got back. That was one of the craziest experiences that I've ever had. Looking back, though, I probably shouldn't have followed the guy. Knowing who he was now, he could have been dangerous. I don't think he knew I was following him, because if he had known, he might have tried to do something about it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.